Every night before he goes to sleep, and every morning when he wakes up, Terry Price hears a high-pitched sound.
If you can imagine a really high, irritating whistle, well, I have two of those going all the time. And the only relief I have is when I'm asleep.
Price is the music director at Preston Hollow Presbyterian Church in Dallas. He's been a musician for decades, and he first noticed a ringing in his right ear in 1983 after a recording session. Back then, it was only a minor annoyance, he says. A few years ago, it turned into a nightmare.
It just kept getting louder and louder. And then I started experiencing distortion in the music. One single high note would sound like a cluster of screeches. It really ruined what I loved.
Musicians and military veterans frequently suffer from tinnitus, which is often caused by loud noises and head or neck trauma. In the past 4 years, the number of veterans on disability for tinnitus has nearly doubled to 1.5 million vets. And baby boomers, that hard rocking you did back in the day, it could catch up with you. Right now, there isn't a cure for tinnitus, only treatments to alleviate the irritating noise.
Some people are helped with a hearing aid. Other people are helped with sound therapy. Other people are helped with a drugs therapy. But there's no standardized treatment.
Dr. Sven Finesta is an associate professor who works at UT Dallas's Callier Center for Communication Disorders.
For a long time, people thought, well, tinnitus is really an ear problem. But it's really a brain problem.
The early trauma prevents someone from hearing certain frequencies. And what the brain does, Finesta says, is overcompensate and generate a phantom sound. So that high-pitched noise, it's like a ghost of hearing lost. To change tinnitus, Finesta's trying to change the activity in the brain through stimulating a nerve in the neck called the vagus nerve. It's a variation of treatment used for epilepsy and depression.
With the vagal nerve stimulation paired with tone therapy, that specific frequency that was overrepresented decreased, and other frequencies became more important again.
It works like this. A pacemaker-like device is implanted into the chest. A wire connects that to the vagus nerve in the throat. Over a period of weeks, for a few hours at a time, the device sends tiny jolts of electricity at the same time as it sends specific tones, reinforcing the tones you want the brain to respond to and ignoring the others.
So we did the first clinical trial in Europe, and we found that it indeed is a promising treatment.
Half in that pilot study noticed a great improvement, but the study was small, only 10 people. UT Dallas and three other American universities are recruiting now for a larger trial. Terry Price, the church music director, has already tried meditation, acupuncture, and hearing aids. Now he hopes tapping into a nerve in his neck can tune out tinnitus.
I tell people because it's so important to me, I never have a quiet moment.
Even for someone who loves to be immersed in music, that can be exhausting. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.